Welcome to the AI Hub, a podcast for AI-driven side hustles designed for IT professionals like you.
From cutting-edge AI tools to practical, no-nonsense tips, each episode brings you closer to turning tech into income.
Tune in to discover smart and sustainable ways to boost your career and income with AI.
Welcome back to AI Hub, everyone. I'm Larry, your guide to the world of AI.
And I'm Amanda, here to help us break down the latest in artificial intelligence.
And today we're diving deep into a fascinating question that's been making waves in the scientific community. Can AI really understand and review scientific literature?
Yeah, like, are we talking about machines replacing scientists?
Well, not quite, but it's definitely a thought-provoking topic. We're exploring, you know, the idea of machines sifting through research papers, analyzing data, maybe even drawing conclusions.
It's like something out of a sci-fi movie, right?
Exactly. And our main source for this deep dive is a really interesting article from Nature, published on November 13, 2024, titled, Can AI Review the Scientific Literature and Figure Out What It All Means?
Catchy title.
Right. It really caught our eye. So the article kicks off with this researcher named Tiago Rodriguez, who basically had this kind of epiphany. He wanted to understand really complex systems like, you know, the human cell and the brain. Super ambitious. But then he realized that the amount of research out there is just overwhelming. Like, no human could possibly read and process it all.
Yeah, that's a problem I've definitely faced myself.
Right, like, how much valuable knowledge is hidden in those mountains of research papers?
And that's where AI comes in, right? The article suggests that AI could be the key to unlocking all that hidden knowledge. Rodriguez and his team actually created an AI system that generated Wikipedia-style entries for something like 17,000 human genes.
Wow, 17,000, that's incredible.
It is, right? It just shows you the potential of AI to make sense of massive amounts of data that would take humans forever to process.
It's like having a super-powered research assistant that never sleeps.
And this isn't just some far-off possibility. There are already AI-powered science search engines out there doing this stuff.
Like, what kind of search engines are we talking about?
Well, the article mentioned a few: Consensus, Elicit, Cite, and Kik, each one with its own approach to analyzing research.
So how do these things actually work?
Basically, you type in a question or a topic you're interested in, and the AI goes out and scans tons of papers, pulls out the relevant info, summarizes it, and even highlights the key findings.
Okay, so let's say I'm a researcher studying the effects of meditation on stress. I can just type that into one of these search engines and boom, I get a summary of all the latest research.
Pretty much. It could save researchers so much time and effort. Instead of spending weeks digging through journals, they could get a comprehensive overview in a fraction of the time.
That would be huge. It could really speed up the whole research process.
Definitely. And it would free up researchers to focus on the more creative and critical aspects of their work, like designing experiments and interpreting the results.
So it's not about replacing researchers, but making them more efficient.
Exactly. Yeah. It's all about using AI to enhance human capabilities.
Makes sense. But I'm guessing it's not all sunshine and roses, right? The article probably mentioned some limitations and concerns about these AI tools too.
Oh yeah, for sure. One of the big ones is that many of these AI tools are currently focusing on analyzing abstracts rather than the full text of the research papers.
I see. So they might be missing some of the nuances and details.
Exactly. James Brighty, who's the head of engineering at Elicit Coal, one of the tools mentioned in the article, he believes that these AI systems should be used to optimize parts of the review process, not to completely replace human researchers.
So the AI can help point researchers in the right direction, but they still need to do the deep dive themselves.
Right. It's a collaboration, not a replacement.
And I bet there are concerns about accuracy too. Like, what if these AI tools generate misleading or even incorrect reviews?
Yeah, that's a valid concern. Some researchers worry that relying too heavily on AI could actually pollute the scientific literature with unsubstantiated claims.
That would be a disaster.
Yeah.
Imagine basing important decisions on faulty information generated by an AI.
And James Thomas, a researcher who studies evidence synthesis at University College London, he even expressed concerns that over-reliance on AI could undermine all the work that's been done on rigorous evidence synthesis.
So we have this potential for AI to revolutionize research, but also the potential for it to go wrong if we're not careful. It's a bit of a tightrope walk.
It really is. Finding that balance is key, and that's what we'll be exploring further in this deep dive.
Yeah, it's a delicate balance for sure. And speaking of balance, the article actually highlights some researchers who are using AI to kind of shake up the world of systematic reviews.
Oh yeah, systematic reviews. Those are like the gold standard when it comes to summarizing research, right?
Exactly. They involve analyzing all the available evidence on a specific topic to reach a conclusion, you know, like a really thorough review.
Right, so how is AI being used in this area?
Well, there's this team led by Paul Glacio. They've managed to significantly reduce the time it takes to do a systematic review.
Significantly, how much are we talking?
Like a lot. They went from 2 weeks to 9 days. 9 days, that's incredible. How did they do that?
By using AI tools like Robot Reviewer, it helps automate many of the steps involved in the process.
Okay, so we're talking about potentially speeding up scientific discovery by like a huge margin.
Yeah, it's exciting to think about, but Glacio himself points out that there's also a potential downside to this.
What do you mean?
Well, he talks about a balance of forces. AI can help produce high-quality reviews faster, but it could also lead to an increase in low-quality research if we're not careful.
Oh, I see. So it's like a double-edged sword.
Yeah.
AI can be a powerful tool for good, but it can also be misused.
Exactly. It all comes down to how we use it. So, what does the future hold for AI in scientific literature review? The article mentions that there's a lot of investment happening in this area.
Oh yeah, like how much?
UK funders alone have put over US $70 million into evidence synthesis systems.
Wow, that's a serious commitment. It shows you how much potential people see in this technology.
And what's really encouraging is that a lot of the focus is on open source development and involving nonprofit organizations.
That's great because we don't want these tools to end up being controlled by just a few big companies, right?
Exactly. It's important to ensure that these AI tools are accessible to everyone and used in a way that benefits the entire research community.
So we're talking about democratizing scientific knowledge, making it easier for researchers all over the world to stay up to date and contribute to scientific progress.
Absolutely. But of course, there are still potential risks and challenges. The article mentions things like the possibility of AI generating repetitive or low-quality reviews.
Yeah, I was thinking about that too. Like, what if the AI isn't trained properly or it's given biased data?
Right, that's why human oversight is still crucial. We need to make sure that these tools are being used responsibly and ethically.
And what about the potential for AI to be used for things like plagiarism or data manipulation?
That's another valid concern. Hmm. The article brought up the concept of packing, which is basically tweaking data to make the results look more significant than they actually are.
Yeah, that's a big problem in research even without AI. So could AI make it even easier to manipulate data?
Potentially, which is why it's so important to develop ethical guidelines and regulations for AI use in research. We need to be thinking about these things now before it's too late.
So it seems like we're at a critical juncture with AI and scientific literature review. There's this incredible potential to accelerate discovery and improve the quality of research, but also the potential for misuse and unintended consequences.
Exactly. It's a balancing act, and we need to be very deliberate and thoughtful about how we move forward.
So let's dive into some specific examples of AI tools that are already being used in research. The article mentioned a few different science search engines.
Right, like ConsenSys, it's designed to answer specific research questions, sort of like a supercharged Google Scholar.
Okay, so I can ask it something like, does playing video games improve hand-eye coordination? And it would give me an answer based on the available research.
Yeah, exactly. And it wouldn't just give you a yes or no answer. It would also tell you the level of scientific consensus on that question.
So it's like synthesizing the findings from multiple studies to give you a more reliable answer.
That's pretty cool. What about Elicit? How is it different?
Elicit is more focused on summarizing research papers and highlighting the key takeaways. It's great for getting a quick overview of a topic and identifying the most relevant studies.
So if I was doing research on, let's say, a new type of therapy, I could use Elicit to quickly get the gist of hundreds of studies without having to read them all.
Exactly. It's a huge time saver. Then you have tools like Cite and Kit, which focus on evaluating the credibility of research.
Wait, so AI can actually judge the quality of research. How does that work?
Well, Cite looks at how other researchers have cited a particular paper. If a paper is frequently cited as support for a claim, it strengthens that claim. But if it's often cited to point out flaws or limitations, that could be a red flag.
So it's kind of like crowdsourcing the evaluation process using AI to analyze the citation.
Yeah, exactly. And then KIC takes a different approach. It analyzes the methodology and statistical analysis of a paper to look for potential weaknesses or biases. So it's like having an extra set of eyes to scrutinize the research. That could be really helpful in preventing things like p-hacking.
Exactly. These tools are still in development, but they represent a really exciting step towards using AI to improve the rigor and transparency of research.
It's all incredibly fascinating, but I keep coming back to that idea of balance. How do we harness the power of these AI tools without becoming overly reliant on them or trusting their output blindly?
Yeah, it really is amazing. Like, these tools are not just summarizing research, they're actually helping us evaluate its quality.
It's a huge step forward, but you know, it all comes back to that idea of responsible use. We need to make sure researchers really understand these tools, like, inside and out.
So education and training are key, right?
Absolutely. We need researchers who are not just tech savvy, but also critical thinkers who can interpret the AI's output and spot right. potential problems.
It's not about blindly trusting the machines.
Exactly. It's about using AI to augment human intelligence, not to replace it.
So it's more of a partnership. Right, a collaboration between humans and AI to push the boundaries of scientific knowledge.
Which brings us back to our original question. Can AI truly understand and review scientific literature?
It's a tough one. I don't think there's a simple yes or no answer.
Right, it's more nuanced than that.
AI definitely has the potential to revolutionize research. You know, make it faster, more efficient, and even more reliable.
But there are risks too, like the potential for bias, misuse, even manipulation.
Exactly. So we need to be cautious, develop clear ethical guidelines, and always prioritize human oversight.
It's a balancing act for sure.
We're still in the early stages of this AI revolution, and the future is full of both promise and uncertainty.
It's an exciting time to be involved in research, that's for sure.
Absolutely. And it's a time for thoughtful discussion and collaboration to ensure that AI is used to benefit science and society as a whole.
Well said. That wraps up our deep dive into AI and scientific literature review. Thanks for joining us, everyone. If you found this conversation as fascinating as we did, be sure to subscribe to AI Hub for more explorations into the world of artificial intelligence.
Welcome to the AI Hub, a podcast for AI-driven side hustles designed for IT professionals like you.
From cutting-edge AI tools to practical, no-nonsense tips, each episode brings you closer to turning tech into income.
Tune in to discover smart and sustainable ways to boost your career and income with AI.